Sean Haney here with RealAgriculture.com and Real Ag Radio on Rural Radio 147. I am joined right now by Kurt Blades from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Kurt, how are you?
I'm doing well, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, hey, thanks for chatting with us. You know, I love to take a look at the AAM Flash Report every month that comes out for Canada and the U.S. and kind of get an idea what new machinery sales are looking like. Now, we've got the December number, so we can kind of take a look at December and the entire year behind us. What numbers stood out for you, Kurt, here as you look at the Canadian numbers?
Well, Sean, as you know, the equipment sales numbers are a pretty good indication. You know, it tells a lot of things about the economy. It tells a lot of things about the ag economy. So when we look at those December numbers, we actually saw a lot of strength in all categories of tractors for the month of December. And, you know, that's good news because the market for tractors has been a little soft in Canada for tractors and for combines as well. We saw some softness in combines for December specifically, but kind of across the board, tractors did okay in Canada. And, you know, also as you look year to date, we actually saw some pretty nice numbers for smaller horsepower tractors. So under 40 horsepower, 40 to 100 horsepower tractors for the whole year, those actually ended up stronger in 2020 than they were in 19.
And I guess as you look at this, you know, like I'm looking at the entire year, and if you look at like combines, for example, you know, down 13.9% on the year, four-wheel tractors, as stated, you know, down 5.6. It really has been the smaller, you know, the smaller size tractors, lower cost. That is kind of on both sides of the border has kind of really floated the boat, has it not?
It absolutely has. The lower horsepower tractors have been driving the market. And I think that the story behind the story on that one, Sean, is that that is a whole lot of folks that are probably not using their tractor to farm with. And, you know, I think we've seen, as you look at the overall economy, there's been certain segments that have done particularly well during the pandemic. Autos have done well. Luxury goods have done well. Anything that has to do with improving your home, those markets have all done particularly well. So you can easily throw under 40 horsepower tractors into that same segment for those folks that aren't traveling, maybe have a little bit of an acreage and they've decided to invest their travel funds or some of their, while they're hunkering down, to maybe buy a tractor to improve their land just a little bit. So that's been driving the market on both sides of the market, both sides of the border.
Yeah, and how much stronger in Canada was the second half of the year versus the first half?
Well, so Canada's kind of been, you know, again, it started off pretty soft. I mean, it took up until, you know, mid-year before we started to see numbers above trend, numbers above the five-year average in Canada. And that's you know, there's been softness in the Canadian equipment market for about a year, year and a half now. And that's absolutely reflective of the overall economy in Canada, as you know, has been just a little bit soft. So, you know, I think what we can look in this is, you know, with a little bit of optimism that, you know, as those tides sort of started to turn, perhaps it is a good indication that, you know, where things could be going with the overall ag economy in Canada. Maybe it's pointing in the right direction. You know, certainly, as you pointed out correctly, those large purchases like self-propelled combines and articulated four-wheel drive tractors, those have remained pretty, you know, soft or flat for the year. But those are also really expensive, you know, pieces of equipment. I mean, for a farmer to invest $500,000 plus in a piece of equipment, they got to feel pretty solid about the future. And, you know, that uncertainty is not necessarily there in Canada and specifically in Western Canada just yet. So I think that's why we're seeing some of that softness. But when you look at the utility tractors and the row crop tractors, you know, maybe those that have a slightly lower cost, it seems like, you know, there's at least enough certainty for farmers to feel comfortable making those purchases right now.
Now, if we take the Canadian numbers, and I always find it very interesting to compare and contrast to the United States, just across the border. You know, as I look at the U.S. numbers, they're reflective of a little bit healthier new machinery sales market. You know, just there's a lift in all the different in all the categories. Not significant, but there's a lift.
There is absolutely a lift in the United States, and again, I think you know two things to point out here. First, the size of the U.S. market versus the size of the Canadian market in terms of just sheer volumes is pretty significant. I mean, overall, we're looking at you know it's about you know 8 to 10 times bigger in the United States. Those are just bigger numbers to begin with. But I think what we what is you know kind of a truism is that the you know net farm income in the United States saw a bump in 2020. It saw a bump in 2020 not because you know farmers were making more money on the crops, but because there was some significant government support, you know, to kind of help offset some of the losses related to the trade negotiations. So that's that. You know, I think it clearly has boosted tractor sales just a little bit, certainly in some of those row crop tractors. So I think that's number one. And then number two, you know, just as we talked about that small horsepower tractor market in Canada. It's even stronger in the United States. And again, that's pretty indicative of maybe it's a stimulus payment or maybe it's just the overall economy of folks that are staying at home and hunkering down and reinvesting in their properties.
Well, and with the Canadian, you know, the Canadian dollar's had some strength in the back half of this past year. That may have helped as well on some of the Canadian sales to kind of recover.
I think it absolutely does. I mean, that was... I think the dollar, the Canadian dollar, was kind of you know really hurting the market for used, if I recall, about a year ago. And as you know, the new market tracks with the used market, and oftentimes for a farmer to buy a new piece of equipment, they've got to get rid of their old piece of equipment, or you know there's got to be a home for that capital good. And so that dollar softness, the Canadian dollar softness was certainly hurting the used market and as a result was impacting the new market. So I think that absolutely figures into it. I think financing figures into it, rates and as well as the timing of things such as leasing and program payments. So all of these factors figure into the purchase of new. So that's why, you know, as you started out the call, you love looking at the numbers. I love looking at the numbers as well. Because it's just fascinating to think through what's the story behind the story. And when you kind of put it all together, there's a, you know, certainly when you look at it over the course of months and over the course of years, it's a pretty good indication of, you know, general attitudes of farmers, general attitudes of the ag economy. And all of those factors that we talk about just sort of roll into it in one particular way. But you can't necessarily point to one silver bullet as the indicator of whether tractor sales and combine sales are going to go up or down, but rather it's sort of a nuanced story that you can read into and look at the headlines and look at the individual commodity prices or look at the news and see what all of these things figure into this market.
There has to be some optimism for 21. You alluded to it. We got a rising commodity market, beans in the teens, canolas, you know, $14-$15 depending on the delivery month. There's some reasons for optimism, and we had a couple years, you know, of some softer sales, and so farmers looking to maybe upgrade their fleet on things that they have. And they need to make sure to get this crop in and off the field. There's probably amongst your manufacturing members, as well as the dealers that are working with the farmers, there has to be some optimism out there for 21 numbers, no?
I think there are. I think there's some optimism out there. Certainly when you end a year on a high note and, you know, we, for all practical purposes, we're ending the year on a high note for tractor sales. Again, it's a little bit soft in combines, but we're on a high note for tractor sales, you know, sort of across the board. That leads to optimism. You know, you don't get involved in farming without a little bit of optimism, a little bit of faith that things are going to turn out okay, because you put seeds in the ground and you know that you have faith that they're going to grow. I think it's the same way with the farm economy and farmer in general. If things look positive, you kind of assume that trend's going to continue. Now, I'm not an economist that's going to speak to say what is 21 going to look like, but we do have some economists that we We do trust, and they're kind of pointing to 21 looking like a nice year. That was the story about a year ago, that 21 was supposed to be a good year and 20 was going to be a little bit soft. And most of the economists that I follow haven't backed off of those same prediction of 21 being a pretty decent year for agriculture.
Hey, Kurt, I really appreciate you joining us here today. Great, great insights, and let's keep our fingers crossed on a strong market here in the year ahead. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Sean.
If you are interested in more machinery content, I encourage you to go to realagriculture.com/category/machinery. Thanks for getting real and getting connected with Real Agriculture.